I feel that I really have a green thumb.
Yes.
Oh, if you have beans, what do you do to them before you eat them?
You string them.
Well, let's say they're, how about these?
Snap them.
Snap them? How about these larger beans? The bean itself will be about that big.
Well, now, those are called butter beans or lima beans.
And what do you do with them?
Well, I don't know. I suppose you take them out of the pod.
Uh-huh. You have any special term for taking them out of the pod?
Well, let's see what it would be. No, I don't know what they would call it, or what they do call it. I don't know what they would call that.
Well, how about beans that are served in the pod? Any special term for that kind of bean?
Well, that's what they call the straight beans.
Uh-huh. And how about these brown beans that the Mexicans eat?
Well, these you're going to call them, well, now there's the spotted beans, uh-huh. Spotted brown bean, that's a pinto. Uh-huh. And the others, we always call them the chili beans. Uh-huh. It's practically all red, you know.
I worked with an old cowboy once, and no meal was any good unless he could have his pinto beans. And we had a cook from Pennsylvania, and he could make delicious Pennsylvania dishes, but he just couldn't cook beans.
Well.
But he'd make donuts and scalloped potatoes, and he'd bake hams and things like that. Well, they fired him because he couldn't cook beans. And I got a guy that could cook beans, and that's all he could do. He got a pot about that big around when he first came there. He filled it with water and he just dumped in these beans, and it was there with the same water, the same beans until he left. But old Percy'd get in there and rattle around with his spoon in the morning, and he was happy. He was a wrangler. He
yeah.
and the fire marshal liked their beans. I've been reading some things about our fire marshal. He told us these things when we were there, and he said that. Told us about the early days in Arizona, that he'd roamed the country and had seen things that other white men hadn't seen because it was an Indian territory. And I was reading that, his name was Bill Williams, and there are several mountains named after him, and I found that there's a river named after him.
Well,
a woman and her husband were going out to Bill Williams River, and their car broke down and they died in the heat out there. But it struck me that there was the old boy's name again, Bill Williams.
Well, that was just in last night's paper, wasn't it?
I think so.
I noticed the headlines. I didn't read it.
He fought the Mexicans in the Mexican, the Pancho Villa trouble.
Uh-huh.
He said that the cavalry, they'd come up in raiding bands and they'd steal horses and
yes.
go across the border. And the cavalry at Fort Huachuca couldn't cross the border, but these cowboys would just go down after them. And he said, he had some pretty grim experiences. He remembers they collected their horses and then started back with them. The Mexicans took after them and caught them. And there they were out in this great salt flat. And as he put it, nothing bigger than a cow turd. Well, let's see. Edible tops of root vegetables. Any special word for those?
No, I don't.
Well, let's say you go out and pick dandelions early in the year when they're tender.
Oh, those are greens.
Uh-huh. I used to like those. I had our yard well cultivated when I was a kid. Let's say you want some lettuce. What would you ask for? I mean, would you say, give me 4 pounds of lettuce? Or
two? Oh, a head of lettuce.
And two? Let's say you want two of them.
Two heads.
And let's see, would you call children by this? He has two heads of children.